Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome once again to the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm your host, CJ Miller, and our guest this week, or I should say our guest on this podcast, is Daniel Walker with Purdue Extension. And Daniel is here to talk about seed grants and the American Citizen Planner Indiana program. First of all, Daniel, well, let's hit the ground running. Tell us a little bit about your title, what you do for Purdue Extension, and a little bit about the work that you do with Purdue Extension, and tell us a little bit about Sea Grant.
Sure. So, hi, everybody. I'm Dan Walker. I'm a regional community development extension educator, and there's about five of us in the community development branch of extension here at Purdue. The host mentioned also Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant. That is a bi-state program between Illinois and Indiana, and it's one of several, actually dozen maybe, Sea Grant programs in the country. It's a sister program to Extension, but it's really focused on coastal areas. And because we have a little sliver of Lake Michigan's coastline, we have a Sea Grant program. It's joined with Illinois because they have a little sliver too, and it sort of makes sense given that amount of sea distance between the two states.
And so how long have you been working with Purdue Extension in this capacity, Daniel?
I started here at Purdue back in 2016, so it's coming up on 10 years. I began as a community planning extension specialist in the Department of Forestry and Natural Resources, working in land use planning, and then I moved over with community development extension in 2022, so I've been there a few years as well.
I know you mentioned briefly about the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant, and I'm familiar with the term land grant because that's what Purdue University is. It's a land grant university. But what exactly is a Sea Grant, Daniel?
Sure. A Sea Grant is a program housed at the college level at Purdue. We're in the Department of Forestry and Natural Resources. It's a program that is through NOAA and by extension, the Department of Commerce at the federal level. But every coastal state has a Sea Grant program, as well as Puerto Rico and Guam. And what they do is they work on education, outreach, and research focused on coastal environments. And because we have a little bit of coastline on Lake Michigan again, we have a Sea Grant program in combination with Illinois.
Daniel, tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing with Purdue Extension, teaming up with those in Illinois, because we know you mentioned that that coastal line up around the Great Lakes region, which is, I guess, for all intents and purposes, it is the region, as they call it up in northwestern Indiana. But what's an example of some of the work that you've done here as of late, Daniel?
Sure. One of the programs or one of the projects we worked on lately here in combination with the Indiana Department of Health and the Indiana Geographic Information Office, was a project to work on community development around ordinances for septic regulations. And so a failing septic system, you know, puts bacteria into the water, degrades water quality, and those can eventually cause beach closures, depending on the location that they're in, if it gets into Lake Michigan. And so we wanted to work in those communities to help develop ordinances that, you know, better regulated the on-site residential sewer systems. That project sort of evolved due to some developing state regulations, but we arrived at a point where we were able to work with the Department of Health to update, improve a data intake system that puts out data into the Indiana Geographic Information Office that will allow everybody to see, everybody who's using the system anyway, to see the approximate location of septic systems and identify the age of those systems and whether or not they may be failing is sort of linked to their age. I know you can maintain them well, but age is a big factor in it. So communities can help that in planning projects, watershed planning projects specifically, to count the number and location of septic systems in your watershed is an important thing to be doing when you're worried about water quality. So,
Daniel, I know that both Lake County and, if I'm not mistaken, Porter County touch Lake Michigan up in northwestern Indiana. Is that primarily where the work that you're doing is being done?
Yeah, this project is fairly concluded now. We did community engagement efforts up in those counties, Lake Porter and LaPorte counties, but those would be the target area for that project. One of the other things we did was a project focused on heat island effect and natural disaster sort of mitigation, and that was in LaPorte as well. That was a fun project. We brought in Sea Grant Research to look at the impacts of green infrastructure and how we can integrate green infrastructure into community plans to, you know, the major thing is flooding a lot of the time here in the Midwest. And so green infrastructure can be used to mitigate some of the runoff, where we take the water that's coming from the storm, we infiltrate it into the soil before it gets the sewer system. So we sort of intercept it before it gets to the sewer. And that prevents combined sewer overflows and, you know, again, helps out water quality.
And from my understanding now, you're involved with the Illinois Indiana Sea Grant. So I would assume that a lot of the work that you have done and are doing is very closely connected to what's happening with the state of Illinois as well. Is that right?
We do some projects in Illinois as well. This, the one I mentioned about green infrastructure, there was actually a sister effort over in Illinois led by Illinois Extension in the far western, north central western, sort of up by the Quad Cities area, looking at, you know, county scale disaster impacts and how can we use, again, green infrastructure to reduce flooding.
My guest is Daniel Walker with Purdue Extension. He is with the Illinois Indiana Sea Grant. And we're going to chat a little bit further about citizen planners coming up here in just a few. So don't you dare go anywhere. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. You're watching and listening to the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network.
Every spring, planters hit the field setting the foundation for everything that follows. At Bain Welker Equipment, we're doing the same, building the future of our service team. If you've got mechanical skills, problem-solving grit, or hands-on experience, your talent shouldn't be stuck in neutral. Automotive, diesel, industrial, military, those skills transfer here. We're a proud Case IH dealer, keeping Case IH equipment running when farmers need it most. And that takes the best technicians in the business. Planting season is coming fast. The question is, are you ready for more or ready for the same? Better training, real advancement, a team that backs your growth. If you're ready to push further, earn more, and be part of something bigger, visit BainWalker.com/workwithus. Apply today and level up your career.
And we're back on the Your Community Podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. And we're chatting with Daniel Walker with Purdue Extension. He is involved with the Illinois Indiana Sea Grant. And you talked a little bit earlier about the work and the recent project that you and your team have done. But I also want to ask you about citizen planners. My first question is, what exactly is a citizen planner?
Sure. Well, I'm excited to talk about this. There are kind of three types of planners when you think about it. There are professional planners who do things, you know, day to day, go into the office and think about planning. They think about how people move, how the community looks, who it serves, where it's going to grow, and also how it survives if we're talking about the environment and sustainability. But in terms of citizen planners, there's two other kinds of planners. There are people who serve their communities in a formal capacity as somebody on a planning board or a board of zoning appeals. And then there are just interested community members who want to make their community better. They care about where they live and they want to see it be a safer and more vibrant place for everybody who lives there. And those two types, the ones I just mentioned, the ones serving on boards and commissions and the community planners, those are the ones that we see a lot of in the American Citizen Planner program. We do see a number of, you know, early professional planners in that program as well, because people come to the planning profession from all kinds of backgrounds. So if you can imagine somebody who has a geography degree or even business in some cases, if they get into planning, they may want to take this course to get a good handle on the foundational concepts and sort of the constitutional principles and things that planning is established upon.
And I may have gotten a little bit ahead of myself, because I want to circle back around and ask about, you mentioned the American Citizen Planner Indiana program. Tell us a little bit about that program and how you and your team are involved with that program.
Sure. I'm the program administrator for that. I've been running the program since 2020, and it launched during COVID. So that was an interesting time, but it's evolved in sort of an online program, which allows everybody in the state access to it. So it's got two parts. There's the online course, which is a series of modules that you go through, covers everything from the constitutional limitations on planning and zoning to comprehensive plans to dealing with conflict in your community. And then there are several live webinars that we do with educators around the state. So that's where we rely on the educator network here in Indiana, which serve 92 counties. And we have educators with experience in land use, and they've also served on planning commissions by state statute in some cases. And they are the ones that help out with those webinars and deliver those topics in person, or not in person, but, you know, live through the webinar. In some cases in person, we can do it in person too. It requires a little bit more planning, but it's available statewide. It's led by educators as well as myself. It's got online modules with webinars, and we've had about a little bit over 300 now, 319 or so people take the course over the last 6 years. And we've heard great things about it in the evaluations that come out. But people leave, they get a certificate of participation in the program, but they leave with knowledge that they can use to better the function of their boards and commissions. They educate their colleagues on what they learned, and they take it back to their communities to help them, you know, plan more effectively for their futures.
I'm kind of curious, because we're talking about the American Citizen Planner Indiana program with Daniel Walker with Purdue Extension here on the Your Community Podcast. Give us an example of some of the work that citizen planners are doing as part of this program.
Sure. Citizen planners are folks who are just engaged in their communities. It could be in so many different ways. People come to the program from that background, or from that perspective, to better their communities. They're interested in participating in the process a lot more. Maybe there's a project in their community they're fired up about. Maybe there's something they want to see in their community that they want to advocate for. And becoming more familiar with the processes and the tools that planners use helps them become more effective and getting or in advocating for the interest, like in advocating for their own interest.
If someone is interested, Daniel, in signing up to be a part of the American Citizen Planner Indiana program, and they want to become a citizen planner, how's the best way for someone who's watching or listening to get involved and become a citizen planner?
Sure. My best advice, I mean, you don't even need the program, really. It's to get involved in citizen planning. You can, attend your local boards and commission meetings, talk to people, get your neighborhood on board, talk to your neighbors and network, organize, those sort of things. But if you want to get involved in the American Citizen Planner program, it's very easy. We run it 3 times a year. It's a 3-month-long program. We just wrapped up the spring session. We have a summer session coming up. Registration for that starts in May. You should see it through Extension newsletters, Extension social media. Follow us, Purdue Extension. You'll find it. We post it just about everywhere we can. And then there's a fall session as well, another 3 months to wrap up the year. So it might take about 20, 25 hours for you to go through the course content and attend the webinars. But at the end of that, you'll have a good handle on planting in Indiana.
And no doubts, you can always Google Purdue Extension American Citizen Planner Indiana Program, and no doubt more details will pop up online for you. Daniel, you mentioned that you have folks working with you as part of your team with the Illinois Indiana Sea Grant, and I'm kind of curious, would you like to give a shout out to some of the folks on your team that have helped make your recent work possible?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's start from the top. I mean, our leadership at Purdue Extension, specifically community development, Michael Wilcox, Kara Salazar, there's a whole different program called Enhancing the Value of Public Spaces that actually does community planning work in communities throughout the state. I haven't been able to talk about that today, but please go check that out. We have Jeff Walker working on the Downing Endowment, which is huge news in community development extension. Really excited about that. That's going to help us take some of these other programs out into more communities than we have in the past. So super excited with that. Our county educator network, I'm here on campus as a regional educator in Purdue Community Development, but there's a whole network of HHS, 4-H, agriculture, natural resources, all these other branches of extension that work every day in their communities to do education work and do outreach on behalf of the university. And that's hugely important. I can't do what I do without those guys. You know, I don't mean guys, I mean men and women, but they're working hard, as does the administration here at Purdue. So
absolutely. And of course, a big shout out to Angie Abbott, who is the top of the ladder when it comes to Purdue Extension and everything, all the great work that Purdue Extension does. Daniel, if folks would like to get a hold of you, if they have more questions about the work that you do, or if they would just want to have a conversation with you about the Citizen Planners, the American Citizen Planner Indiana program, how's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yep, just an email. Email address is walke422@purdue.edu. That makes no sense. Doesn't have my name on it at all. But that's the way the system works. walke422@purdue.edu. Shoot me an email. I'll be happy to talk.
And I always ask this question at the end of the interview, but Daniel, is there anything else I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation today?
Sure. In the community planning realm, I mean, one of our major partners is the American Planning Association Indiana, so shout out to that organization. But coming up in August 27th, actually is a land use summit that we're going to be doing out at the Beck Center here in West Lafayette. We're going to be looking at agrivoltaics through a program that has been pretty successful thus far, which is the RSTEP program. And that's focused on renewable energy education, technical assistance. So that's a program headed up by Kara Salazar, Kayla Wright, Tamara Ogle, and they're doing a great job, but check out RSTEP as well.
Fantastic. Once again, Daniel Walker with Purdue Extension. Thank you so much, Daniel, for joining us here today on the Your Community Podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ.
And thank you for joining us as well here on the Your Community Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast and all the other great podcasts that Hoosier Ag Today put together as part of the Your Purdue Extension Network, be sure if you're watching this on YouTube to hit like and subscribe here at the, just a little bit below the video. So that way you can be up to date on when the latest episodes are released and uploaded to YouTube. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel, so that way you can be up to date on all the latest Purdue Extension podcasts that we have for you when they come out. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the Your Community Podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network.